This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Kim Yo-jong, sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said Tuesday that South Korea and the United States should pay a price for going ahead with their annual joint military drills, which began this week. She called the drills an act of self-destruction that further imperil the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Her remarks were quoted by North Korean state media. South Korea and the United States began preliminary training on Tuesday. Larger computer-simulated exercises are scheduled for next week, according to Reuters. The drills have increased tensions just weeks after North and South Korea agreed in July to reconnect a hotline that had been cut last year. The nuclear-armed North's reaction to the drills also threatens to upset efforts by South Korean President Moon Jae-in to reopen a joint liaison office and to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized Monday for government failures in responding to wildfires that have hit the country. Citing what he called an unprecedented heat wave and prolonged drought, Mitsotakis said the fires had been difficult to put out. He said more than 500 fires in total had broken out in recent days. One massive fire has been ravaging the Greek island of Evia, charring buildings and pine forests, and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The fire has burned for more than a week and resulted in the deaths of a volunteer firefighter and an Athens official. Aided by a record heat wave, the wildfires have also struck Turkey, Italy, Spain, North Macedonia, Albania, Russia, Algeria, and Lebanon. You're listening to VOA News.